welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day. Those of my UCM partners who write and are able to listen to the broadcast, and even those that you've never written, but you, the Lord has you listen. And it is my earnest prayer that God will use His words to bring transformation in your life. There's that much power in the Word of God. I remember, I've shared this from time to time, when I was unsaved, I'd been brought up in a nominal Christian church, but I was out in the world 10 years, had no interest in God. But I remember there was an occasion, I was with my brother, and we stopped in a church in Berkeley. He was playing piano, and there was a promise box. And the Lord, I know now it was the Lord, I just picked up a couple of little promises. And one says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee." And even though I had no desire, no intention of serving God, the power of that Word of God, because I was searching for truth, I was looking for answers, and that spoke to me. I traveled, you know, across the United States, and I took that little scripture with me. And so He will perfect that which concerns you. And when you really receive the truth of that, beloved, it just takes so much pressure off of your life. There are some listening right now, there's no one you can really talk to. Oh, you have friends, you have acquaintances, but someone that you could just bear your heart and soul. You're very blessed if you do have family or friends generally, there's never a whole lot of people that could be blessed with, but to have someone that's a real confidant, what a blessing, what a particular treasure that relationship is in your life. But believe, beloved, even if you feel you have no one, and I don't mean you may have friends and acquaintances, but someone that you could be really honest with, because especially if you walk with the Lord for any length of time, you feel a burden that you don't want to be a snare or a hindrance to someone else's faith, that you could unsettle them. That's the last thing you would want to do. And so there's no one you can talk to. And, you know, many cases, this is true of those in ministry. Everyone comes to them with their problems, and there's few that they can actually share the burdens and issues on their heart. But there is one. His name is Jesus. And so regardless of what your situation in life is right now, there is one who sticks closer than a brother. There's one who loves you with an everlasting love, and He's reaching out to you right now to say, "It's all right, my child. I am with you. Don't be disheartened. Don't be discouraged, for I'm going to make a way for you." I'm actually speaking prophetically. I wasn't intending to, but this is the heart of God that I'm feeling right now, that it's okay. He is with you, and the things that look so bleak and so dark and so unattainable and insurmountable, those mountains before you, He will make all your mountains a way. That's actually a scripture. He sometimes takes you to mountains, but He's going to make a way through those mountains. So just be at peace. Let your heart be at rest. And let's go back now to the Word of God, because we were talking yesterday as I brought the broadcast to a close. It's very hard. It's difficult for us to admit our sins, our shortcomings, the things that have deceived us. No one likes to do that. It's not human nature, as I shared yesterday. I mean, Adam and Eve, that was a classic example. Oh, it wasn't really my fault, you know. It was Eve. It was the snake. And so we don't like to accept responsibility for our sins and for our failures. But if we are obedient to the Word of God, if we're man enough or woman enough, and as I shared yesterday, more importantly, if we love God enough, we will do it. And beloved, sometimes the Holy Spirit has to do surgery on our souls. And in the natural, no physical operation that a doctor does is pleasant. It's the very nature of the procedure itself. There's pain involved in that. But then there is a healing process. And when the healing is finished, there can be such joy. And I'm speaking physically or naturally or spiritually. There comes joy. There's wholeness. The person can feel and act like a new person. There's a scripture I'd like to share with you, Proverbs 14, verse 10, and this ties into what I've been saying. The heart knoweth his own bitterness. In other words, no one really understands the pain and the struggles you've gone through, and you may not have anyone to share those struggles with, or even if you did, someone that loves you, it's something that it's so personal, it can only be between you and the Lord. So, the heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. In other words, the deepest joys, the deepest sorrows that we share, the bitternesses, the troubles, the anguish that we can go through. David knew anguish. I mean, you read the Psalms. They're crying out to God, "Why have you forsaken me?" Those were the words of Jesus on the cross. He quoted the psalmist, "Why have you forsaken me?" Of course, that was not the case, but emotionally, at that moment in time, that is what he was feeling. There was such identification of our Lord in all the things that we go through. So we can be encouraged. We can take heart. Every Christian, beloved, will face resistance from Satan. The difference is in one Christian from others who seem to have nothing but constant failures in their lives is that they're willing to yield their lives to the light of God's Word and actively work through the strength of the Holy Spirit to mortify or to kill. That's what that means, destroy those things, those works of the flesh, of the body, which Paul talked about, which he struggled with, which are displeasing to God. And those sins, those failures rob us of a victorious life in Christ. But God is going to give, beloved, the strength that you need. He's not, he who began a good work is just not going to throw up his hand and say, "Well, I just, you know, there's no way, it's just too hard." No, he persists with, we might feel that way, right? But he doesn't get discouraged. The Holy Spirit is just really amazing. They know what they're doing, the Godhead, absolutely. And he can do anything but fail, our God. And so we need to recognize there are some things that keep us from recognizing that we do need deliverance. We need the awareness of where we are falling short of God's glory. And some of those areas are pride, arrogance, selfishness, self-centeredness. Beloved, what are those traits? Those are the condition of the natural man. Those are the things that without Jesus, we are just naturally that way. So how can we walk in the light so that darkness is removed? That's what, remember, John, that scripture I shared? If we walk in the light as he is in the light, he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We have Jesus living in us if we've accepted him into our lives, and our lives are in submission to him, not just as Savior, but he also is Lord. He is the one that we submit to. We can do that without fear, without trembling, because he is a God not only of love, but of mercy. He knows our failures. He knows the weakness of our flesh. We have confessed our sins, beloved. Don't you let the devil beat you on the head, because if you've asked the Lord for forgiveness, he's forgiven you. And so, you know, we just can't say, "Well, you know, Lord, forgive me my sins. Glory to God. Away we go." That's true. If we are sincere in our hearts, he does forgive us our sins. But to be Victorious is one who continuously opens himself to the Lord and obeys the directive of God's word. And then we can share our light with those around us. Then we walk in the light. Beloved, God's word is a treasure chest for us. It shows us the way in which we should walk. James 5 and 16 says something very profound to us. It says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Beloved, it is a wonderful thing to and this is the principle of agreeing prayer. We are in agreement, and God honors the prayers of agreement. He wants us to honor and to acknowledge the unity that we have in the body of Christ as brothers and sisters. We've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, and if that is the case, we have fellowship with one another. And if we have a trusted prayer partner, we can say, you know, I'm really struggling in this area. We can admit our faults. And this is the point, that's why I always offer the ability to share your prayer needs with, because no one answers the mail but myself, no one reads the letters but myself. And this is just one of the aspects of this ministry which God has raised up since 1965, a ministry of prayer and intercession for God's and with God's people. So, beloved, we are to take personal responsibility for who we are and what we are, not only in terms of our sins, our failures, but also this is true for who we want to become. There's a vision in God's eye. He sees you perfected in Jesus, and that's what's in your heart. You know that God has a standard. He's got a place of perfection in Jesus that he's got just for you. It is customized for you. It takes into consideration your talents, your abilities, the peculiar and wonderful way that he has made you. And beloved, this is the goal that we strive after, our perfection in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, let us pray for one another. I covet your prayers, and I invite you to write and share whatever needs you have, and know that they will be taken before the throne of grace. I love you, beloved, my UCM partners, my radio family. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.